Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here.
Well, hello to August. Here in Michigan, schools don't begin until after Labor Day, but I know some of you are already getting last-minute school supplies and prepping for back to school. Do you do first day of school pictures with your kids? If so, hashtag moms in prayer on the bottom so we can see them on Instagram. I totally do back to school pictures, and my kids have a love-hate relationship with them. This year, I actually did second day of school pictures because two of my kids get so nervous they can hardly smile on the first day of school. I'm so glad you're here for today's episode. 10 episodes. Did you already subscribe to Moms in Prayer podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you listen to podcasts? It is so fun knowing that so many of you are doing that so you don't miss an episode. And if you haven't, why in the world not? We're having so much fun. Thanks to the friends who are leaving reviews on podcast. A Ban left an awesome review on iTunes that she was listening to this with multiple pauses while wearing a newborn and cutting up carrots for a toddler lunch. She said it was insightful, encouraging, and real. Just what her day needed. I look forward to hearing more. A Flan said, wow, so good and so helpful in my journey. Thank you. That's just what we want to hear. Thanks for taking the time to leave those comments and reviews so others can find us and learn about Moms in Prayer. Today's guest is Moms in Prayer President Sally Burke. She's a gifted leader, and you probably don't know that she is a brilliant strategist. Before God brought her to Moms in Prayer, she worked for NASA helping get shuttles into space. Like, that brilliant. But what I love and admire most about Sally is her honest heart for Jesus, scripture, prayer, and for moms to find hope and freedom from fear as they pray for their kids. You'll love getting to know her better in this episode. So join me in talking with our Moms in Prayer President, Sally Burke. Sally Burke, my good friend, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you and the people listening today.
This is so fun. And if you're new around here, Sally is actually the president of Moms in Prayer. This role is probably not something you ever anticipated, right?
Yeah, no. And one, I love you, Lee. So much fun to hang with you. And that's what we're really doing right now. We get to hang with each other and talk. And no, you know, when I began a Moms in Prayer, I didn't even know how to pray out loud. And I was brand new to the Lord, brand new to prayer. And all I knew was that my children needed prayer. So I went to the first prayer group and I fell in love. There were my sisters gathering together, praying. And immediately we saw answers to prayer. So, you know, it's like you can't help yourself. You watch God moving and you feel Him propelling you to the next step. And the next step was just being a leader. And I love being a leader. I love going before the Lord and asking what name, what attribute, what character of God do we battle for the children this day? And He would always show me, and we'd always come together and we'd witness God do great and mighty things. We'd watch Him do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And then before I knew it, I was invited to be a part of an area coordinator's team. I was a contact person. And that was so much fun because all I did was a new mommy was interested in Moms in Prayer. I said, come on, let me help you get started. And sure enough, her life was transformed and changed by God's hand. A new school was covered in prayer. Then my area coordinator left. She moved to another state. And so she was, Sally, I need you to continue on. So I did. And then before I knew it, my state coordinator goes, Sally, we're going to expand your territory. And I said, okay. And then I started developing area coordinators. And then before I knew it, Vern called me to have lunch. And she wanted me to work with some of the women around the world. And I said, well, I'll pray about it. Because I only knew how to speak one language, English. And I don't do that very well even. So, but God led me to then work with our international women. And then before I knew it, Vern was passing the baton on to me. And it's a great joy to be a part of this ministry in any area that we're in it, whether you're a member, a leader, or in leadership. It's a great joy because all I do is get to be a part of what God's doing. And it's never about us. You know, we're just those vessels God works through. It's all about him and what he is willing to do to empower a woman to fulfill his great plan. And I tell you, Lee, God has a great plan for this next generation, a mighty plan for this next generation. And Lee, you and I and the women who are listening to this get to just partake in what God's doing and get to witness him move through prayer.
I love when I have the opportunity to tell Fern Nichols' story. Fern was the founder of Moms in Prayer, but she was just one mom who believed God, began praying, and now we're in all 50 states, 146 countries around the world. And that just rolls off the tongue. And yeah, that Fern's amazing story, but we just got to hear Sally's story, which is just one mom who believed God and wanted to pray for her kids, and it happened again. And it can happen for each one of us when we decide to take God at his word and start crying out to him. Of course, that doesn't mean that everyone has to be in leadership, but many times we're compelled into leadership as we see God working.
Right. You become propelled. You want those moms to come together and pray, and you can't help yourself. You just want to, you know, help them gather together. And that's really what a leader does. She leads the women into the very throne room of God, and God is leading her. And Lee, as you know, every week when we prepare those moms and prayer sheets, that a woman will tell us in that group, how did you know I needed this scripture today? Well, I didn't know, but God knew.
Yeah, God knew. And actually, as a leader, one of my favorite parts of leading a Moms in Prayer Hour is that you have the privilege of choosing the scriptures and attributes that the group prays. To be honest, I choose scriptures I need. I mean, I try to think about what others in the group need, but really, it's always a unique privilege of the leader to be able to choose what she needs that week. And God always miraculously applies that to the needs of the other group members, exactly what they need too. Is it amazing, isn't it?
Yes, because even a principal at our school, who is non-believing, I pray today he does know Jesus. But one week we prayed that he would be our banner over us. And I was always curious, Lord, why did you lead me to that scripture? Well, the principal comes up to me. He goes, you would not believe how your prayers are like an umbrella protection over us. This happened, this happened, this happened. And we can tell it was your prayers that protected the students this day. And I'm like, wow, God.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Sally, here we are on our 10th episode of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Yay! I want our listeners to get to know you as a person, because really, you're a person just like the rest of us. So here we are. You ready?
Yes, very much.
Sally, what's your favorite color?
I would say my favorite color is the rainbow. Does that count? I like all colors.
Hobbies?
I run. I go to the gym. One of my favorite hobbies is to hang out with my family, as I consider they're grown. And so anytime I get to hang out with them, that's a great blessing. I love to read. I read all the time, all sorts of books, and I just love to read. I love to learn. So those are pretty much the spare time I have. Those are my hobbies.
That's so good. You drive from your home in Temecula, California to Poway, California, where the Moms in Prayer headquarters is outside of San Diego. You have a long commute to the office, don't you, when you go in? What's on your car radio, or what do you do on the drive?
You're going to love this. I get to drive with others. And what we do is we pray on the way there. We pray for our husbands and our kids. We use the four steps and we pray. And then on the way back, it's kind of like a Holy Spirit party. So we all work in different departments. So we got like an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. If traffic's really bad, many hours. And we just kind of share what God did. There's never a dull day at Moms in Prayer. And so that's really what we do. It's just, we just have a blast. We have fun.
We really like each other at Moms in Prayer, don't we?
Yes. Yes. You know what? That is a true. You fall in love with each other and each other's kids, and you are lifetime friends. There's nothing you wouldn't do for each other. No, we just have fun. It doesn't mean it's not hard.
Right.
The enemy would love to stop us, you know, and sometimes in traffic, he'll stop us for hours to get before we can even get to work. But once we're there, it's amazing.
I love that we fall in love with each other's kids and Moms in Prayer, because praying for them out of love is really what this whole thing is about.
Yes.
Speaking of kids, tell us about your family.
I have the most wonderful family. I know like each one listening does too. My oldest, Ryan, he is 33 and he's married and he teaches. He loves special needs kids and so does his wife, and that's what they do. And then my next daughter, she's married and has two of my grandkids, and I love my grandkids, of course, Grant and Genevieve. And then my other son, David and Liz, are expecting any time now, and that will be my third grandchild. And then my youngest is Aubrey, who loves you, Lee. You're a mentor to her. And that's another gift, is our children have mentors and all of that. And, you know, my kids love Moms in Prayer, and they love prayer, and they're impacting others as they pray, whether it's at the church or whether it's at work. So it's been an amazing journey to begin, not even know how to pray, and to pray for my kids and watch God answer prayer, but then to watch them become prayer warriors, that's quite amazing.
Can we talk about Aubrey? Because I dearly love your daughter. She works for Moms in Prayer.
Yes.
She's our social media girl. So guys, when you see things go up on Facebook, you can say, hi, Aubrey. Aubrey had a really interesting situation when she was in high school, didn't she? She has seen revival happen. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Yes. We always pray that not only will our kids not be impacted by this world, but they would impact others for Christ. And that's what we prayed that year, that our kids would witness revival and spiritual awakening happen on their campus. And my daughter and her four other friends, there were some boys that liked them, and they said, well, we want these boys to love Jesus. And that's such a good answer to prayer. Right. So they started a Bible study, and these kids started at this Bible study. And then on Friday mornings, they began to pray for the lost on that campus. And then they had an outreach that happened on that school campus, and 91 kids fell on their faces and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Aubrey says, we're just walking around like blown away. And she was, the principal comes up to us and she says, it's because of prayer. That's why these kids come to know Jesus. And then these 91 kids would go to her Bible study. And I'm like, what are you guys teaching? And she goes, oh, Mom, we're just going through the book of Romans.
Right.
That's all.
Romans.
And do you know, they kept adding to their numbers. It was like an ACT revival. People kept coming to know Jesus on that campus. And today, it's, I think, 6 years later, 6 or 7 years later, that Bible study is still meeting. There's still kids from that high school having a Bible study. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop there, because our girl Aubrey works with students now, and she started a ministry helping others pray for the students she's involved with.
Yes, yes. She started helping with the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, and she used our prayer sheet. She's downloaded our prayer sheet and began to pray for these students by name. Well, so many of them got baptized. It went from 35 kids to 135 kids, and like 65 of them got baptized. And so the pastor of the church says, Aubrey, we need you to be the prayer chair of the whole church. We're seeing revival happening. So on her off time, she's doing full-time ministry. So she's quite busy, but loving it.
She told me, I only pray the way I know how to pray for others, which is the four steps of prayer that my mom taught me. We just pray that way and it works. Yeah, it works not just for a Moms in Prayer hour. It works for school and it works for churches. Yeah. And this prayer thing really does work, doesn't it?
You're very sweet. And it does. She's right now in Hume Lake spending her vacation time serving the high schoolers there. So it's fun to see. You guys, when you pray for your kids, God is going to answer. He is going to move. I tell you, I promise you this. He's raising up a generation like we've never seen before. They're bold. They're confident. They're impacting others for Christ. When you watch the news, you see all the negativity. But I'm telling you, tens by the thousands are coming to know Jesus on our school campuses. Even our college school campuses, they're coming to know Jesus.
It's amazing what God's doing. But I know it's not always been an easy road. God has not always answered every prayer the way you thought he would. The Burke family hasn't had it easy, nor are you perfect, right?
No, we've had prodigal years. One of my favorite things my daughter said to me, my prodigal, she told me after she came back, she's, Mom, what was I thinking? I'm like, right, what were you thinking?
Right.
Very painful years when somebody tells you they're not sure God is real, because you raised them that way, you prayed for them, but it must be their God. Their faith has to be real. So it's good if they're questioning who is God, and then they find out. My two oldest boys have life-altering, life-changing, lifelong diseases. you know, that have put them in the hospital, one for a year, one for 12 days, and they're walking miracles, both of them. So no, it hasn't been easy, but I thank God that I have sisters that would hold up my arms.
Yeah.
I mean, there
are
times I come to a moms in prayer group and that other mom would be praying for my child. All that I could eke out of my soul was, I agree in Jesus' name, amen. Because
yep.
I was witnessing, you know, certain things happening.
I love that you shared that because we are not promised easy roads as praying moms. As a matter of fact, on an interview I was doing about moms in prayer this morning, the host asked me, what are you saying about school shootings? And I said, well, sometimes there have been prayer groups at places where there have been school shootings. But here's the truth. God has heard every prayer that we have ever prayed. We do not get to choose the path our kids will take, but God is always working on behalf of our children and our schools, right?
Yeah, and we see revival. God does not waste one thing. He doesn't even waste a tragedy. You know, within our own valley, we've watched where young people have died in car accidents, quite a few of them. And at each and every one of those tragedies, we see revival. We watch students come to know Jesus. It's just amazing what he does. And so when tragedy comes, and it will come, we live in a fallen world. And we pray and God does answer our prayers, but not how we picture he's going to answer it. We want all smooth roads, this and that. But sometimes he allows certain things so we can come to know him in an intimate and in a powerful way. And then others can depend on him and not on their own strength.
We pray every week that our children in schools would experience revival and spiritual awakening. And that will continue to be our prayer. Sally, this Moms in Prayer podcast is a new effort for us. What's our vision for the podcast?
What we want to do is give encouragement to the women out there. We want as many women as possible to hear how prayer can forever change lives. We want them to see and hear what we get to see and what we get to hear. Like I shared earlier, when you watch the news or you read the newspaper, you only see negativity. And yet we are seeing God move all over the world. That's our vision. That's our hope, to send forth hope to you guys, to empower, equip, and encourage you forward. God has a great plan and he wants to work through us. But if we get discouraged, if we feel defeated, then the enemy wins. These podcasts have a great purpose and a great plan. And Lee, I was thinking it was so fun. The very first time you were just doing some practice with it, you were sitting, we were in a motel room, we were in Colorado, and we're about to go to an Unshaken event. And the gift that you have just to draw out what needs to be heard and what needs to be said. And I know these podcasts will change lives. They'll give hope when people feel hopeless. They'll give truth where people need to hear the truth. So I'm very excited. And I thank the Lord that you're willing to host these because you just have such a gift to do that. And glory be to God.
Yeah, glory be to God is right. It's such a gift for me to be able to talk about what God's doing in the world right now. Because just like you said, the news is telling us the truth, but it is a lowercase t truth. They aren't telling us what God's doing in the world right now. And what he is doing is of even greater relevance to the world. Just like you, I want to be a mom filled with hope and hanging out where moms are because I'm convinced Moms in Prayer needs to reach the next generation so that our schools can be covered without gaps until Christ returns. So it's in my bones right now. I want moms to step up to the plate and take responsibility for praying for our kids and their schools.
I love that because yes, and that's our largest group are those elementary school moms. And I want to say to you guys, oh my goodness, for such a time as this, God has handpicked you and he's chosen you. And we are praying for you. We want to pour into you. We want to empower you forward because you will be taking key leadership in all sorts of ministries around the world. And I got to tell you, God is moving throughout the world. And that's another thing these podcasts get to do. We're going to give you a picture of what God's doing around the world, not just here in the United States, but God is moving worldwide. And so that's what is fun. But I have great expectation for the millennials. I have great expectation for a mom who has kids in elementary school. And God is moving in them and they're joining us like crazy. So thank you moms out there for who's a part of Moms in Prayer. You're making that eternal difference. And I hope to meet you all face to face. That's what I love about the events we do. Come to our events because I get to see you face to face. I get to encourage you and I get to pray over you. And that brings me great joy. And I want to tell you, keep on praying, never giving up. Even when you hit hard places, middle school, high school, college, career, just keep on praying. God is moving. He hears your prayers. And sometimes it comes down like snow, it takes years. Sometimes you see quick answers to prayer, but just hold on. Your child, God has fearfully, wonderfully made for a purpose. But if you don't pray, you miss out on what God wants to do and is doing in your child's life.
What's firing you up in our ministry right now?
Oh my goodness, being with the women and listening and hearing their heartbeats. Everywhere I travel, I ask them, tell me, what is God doing in your group? And they stand up with the most incredible testimonies and they're being transformed. They're not shaken. They're moving forward, empowered by God's word, empowered by prayer. And they're watching God move as they pray. And that's what excites me. We're growing. And the thing that's so amazing, people are excited about Moms in Prayer. Our women throughout the world are sharing in the churches. They're sharing at MOPS. They're sharing it with their neighbors. They're sharing it at the park. Any place they can, they're telling, come join us. Be a part of this life-changing, this incredible ministry of prayer. And that's exciting to see that and to witness them. Grab a friend. Grab a whole church. Come to this event.
Okay, I love the story about what just happened in South Korea. So can you tell what has happened the last few years there? There are 2,300 groups in South Korea.
Oh, South Korea is growing like crazy. There's so many churches there and they're having a great time, not only teaching the women how to pray, but also teaching the Sunday school children how to pray. And the Sunday school children are seeing answers to prayer. Well, they're using the same four steps we are. Even a child could do this. We're witnessing how God's moving. They're going to celebrate 20 years there in South Korea. And Fern and I are going to do a video to thank them for their prayers. But we're watching God move like crazy throughout South Korea, but also in Africa, in South America, in Europe, and, you know, North America, the Caribbean. And viewers out there, if you know anybody in Greenland that would like to start Moms in Prayer, I'd like to know. That's one continent that we're yet on. We're in Iceland. We're, you know,
yeah, I just stare at the map of countries where we aren't and pray it into place. Yeah. I'm always amazed at how God just happens to take people to those places. One of the places that Moms in Prayer hasn't gone yet is the Gambia in West Africa. Mm. And this year I was able to tuck a Moms in Prayer booklet into a friend's things who's going as a medical missionary to, of all places, the Gambia, because I was just staring at the map. I just love that we have the opportunity to help in the growth in these little ways. That's how groups get started around the world. We pray, people go, and groups get started because there are moms there who want and need to see God working in their schools and kids through prayer, right?
Yes, that is so true. When somebody goes on a mission trip, they're so excited to share Moms in Prayer because it's blessed them. They know they can share the gospel. People come to know Jesus, but when they leave, what's going to happen? Well, if they empower that woman with prayer, well, that's going to happen. And you know what's so fun, Lee? There's so many countries that we're in that they're underground that we find out years later. I got a letter from a woman. Oh, we've been praying for 10 years now. It's like a Middle Eastern country. We had no idea that there was anybody in that country, but 10 years, a whole decade, they had been praying. And you know what blesses me too? We're entering into the prisons, the appreciation of these moms that can't hold their children physically, but can hold them through prayer has been amazing. I mean, I think that's touched me deeply. I've even gone to prisons and spoken, and the tears that come down their faces and how they just grab hold of Moms in Prayer. Just think about it. We're here free. We have free time. We can do anything. May we choose prayer. That's something that when we're long gone, that will continue on. May we choose prayer. May we choose to gather with others and pray.
Such a good reminder. Sally, something very exciting is happening next week. You have another book launching. Hooray! It's called Start With Praise. And I like this one, Sal. I mean, I've liked all of them, but this one's a different format. So tell us a little bit about that.
Our Heart's Desire, my co-author, Cindy, she's been so good. I grabbed her and said, go on this journey of writing these books with me, because as much as I travel, I don't have a whole bunch of time. And she's a very gifted writer, so it's been fun. And what we want to do is transform hearts and minds and souls. And we truly believe that this book will do that. You get 40 days, you get 10 days of praise, getting to know who God is by name, by attribute, by character, and then 10 days of confession. You got 10 days to cleanse your soul before the Lord. And you know when you cleanse that soul, God's going to fill it to overflowing. 10 days of Thanksgiving. I think people miss out on that. Not only is that a Holy Spirit party, Thanksgiving is a mighty tool in your armor of God. Every time you thank God, that shield of faith goes up. And that shield of faith knocks down every fire dart that's headed your way. And then you got 10 days to intercede on behalf of others. And in those 10 days, you're going to witness God do something that's going to blow your mind. So we use God's word. It's packed full of his word, because that's what's life-changing. That's what's everlasting. That's the power behind prayer. God's word. God is alive and well, and his word is alive and well, and it never comes back void. So you're going to transform. 40 days, just take 40 days in this book, and I promise you, you're going to be transformed. You're going to become an empowered woman who's encouraged day in and day out. You're going to have a thankful heart. You're going to know who your God is, and God's going to move through you powerfully.
I had my highlighters all fired up when I was reading. I loved when you said, we want to help you unlock God's power in your life to do his will for his glory and purpose. I wrote hashtag goals to do his will for his glory, fulfilling his purpose in my life. Boy, it doesn't get any clearer than that. You say, prayer empowers us to do his will on earth as it is in heaven. I want to do that. I want to do what he wants me to do while I'm here.
You know, and you're going to see me repeat that over and over and over again. And my, obviously that's what God was sharing with me when I wrote this book, because it's in several of my chapters. And I want you to imagine this. God is in heaven, and he, all this unlimited power that he has there in heaven, and you're face to face with him. And he's moving through you. He's unleashing that power in you to do his will. And that's what we're teaching you to do, to pray according to his will and being empowered to do that. Can you imagine the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work within you? And that happens in prayer. So yes, that's the main theme. You're going to, chapter after chapter, I state that over and over again, because I don't want that to leave the reader. When they finish the 40 days, may that be what they do every day, sit before the Lord and say, here I am, may your will be done in me and through me. And you are going to live the most exciting life you could ever imagine if you do that day in and day out.
We were putting together a group of early readers for you. And one of the questions that we asked them as we were putting together this group of people for test driving the book was, do you have a regular time when you spend time in the word and in prayer? I was interested to find out that there are many women who admitted that they really struggle with the practice of carving out a daily time in the word. So my question for you is, what do you see as the benefits of having that regular time set aside? Because I really think if people spend 40 days making this a habit in their life with this book, then something will have shifted inside of them.
I agree. And you know, I'm sitting, as I told Lee before this, I'm sitting in the place where I meet God every day. Every single day, God and I meet here. And the more time I give God, the more I'm blessed, the more peace that I feel, the more assurance that I feel, the more I'm filled up with him. As I make that a habit, then my whole day long, God is the center. He's the one who is leading me and guiding me through my day. He tells us over and over again, you know, don't be afraid, be at peace. You'd be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to him. That day in and day out of a habit is life-changing. And I think about it, I played tennis, I swam competitively to both of those, and we would practice the movement over and over again until our brain, it was memorized in there. Then we could defeat our opponent. Then we could win victoriously, whatever it was. Well, you're living life. And as you sit before the Lord, and as you make that a habit, your brain naturally goes to praise. It naturally goes to victorious thoughts. You naturally step out in victory. And so that's why it's the most important thing you can do all day. And protect it. Ask God. And Aubrey was just a baby when I started protecting my quiet time, making a habit. And she'd always wake up. And I go, Lord, can I have 15 minutes? And he gave me 15 minutes. So Lord, can I have a half hour? He gave me a half hour. And whatever I ask in that period of time, he's so faithful because he wants to see me as much as I want to see him. Face to face, surrendered, willing to just absorb all I can of our Lord.
It's such a great analogy to think about sports training too, because I would think at the beginning of learning to run, Miss Runner, that running may not be my favorite thing to do, but by day 40, we're going someplace. After you have spent this time practicing the word, practicing the discipline of prayer, we'll walk away from this book a different person.
This is what I want you to imagine. I'm not a super coordinated person, but I love sports. So the more I run, the easier it gets. It's just easy. I go out for a run. I mean, there's no problem playing tennis. I naturally started winning after a while because you're right. That ongoing practice, it becomes something natural in your life. And there's nothing greater than being face to face with God.
As long as I have you on the line, every year you prayerfully choose a new theme for our Moms in Prayer Year. What's the Lord leading us to this year?
I'm so glad you asked. We're going to go through the book of Luke. And in the book of Luke, you get to know Jesus so well. It's just amazing. And then you watch him at the very end. They got to know who Jesus is. And then he's going to send forth the disciples. And these disciples are going to turn this world upside down for Christ. And their lives are still impacting us today. And at the end, he says, wait until you're clothed with power on high. And he's talking about waiting. These men were waiting in prayer for God. And I like how the New King James says, tarry. And just wait there until you're filled. And then once God fills you to overflowing, he is going to use you to turn this world upside down. I'm so excited for our leadership and all of our women around the world to begin to just digest the book of Luke. Read it. Get to know who our Jesus is. And then allow him to clothe you with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he's going to send us forth. And I tell you, this world will not be the same as praying women get together and pray all over the world.
I love this theme, clothed with power from on high, so much. We have three Unshakens left around the country where we are encouraging women to still come. Arizona.
Yes.
Minnesota and North Carolina.
Arizona, we're going to have Fern.
Karen Abercrombie and Cheryl Sachs.
Yes, Minnesota. We're going to have Arlene there. We're going to have Nick Hall and then Jennifer Kennedy Dean. Then we go to North Carolina. That is our last Unshaken, and it's going to be Friday night through Sunday morning. And we're going to have amazing speakers.
Yes, you'll be there. Fern, Renee Swope of Proverbs 31 Ministries, Jennifer Kennedy Dean, and Karen Abercrombie will be there too.
And at each one of the Unshaken, we have tremendous worship, but the most important thing we do there is we actually pray. And what I love is to see when that woman leaves that area there, those Unshaken, not only does she leave not shaken, but empowered by God, but she's witnessed God. I'm getting letters from these women, how their children, their prodigals are coming home to Jesus and how their grandkids are coming to Jesus. So it's a powerful, it's an amazing time Unshaken.
So we have these three events wrapping up our Unshaken theme, and boy, will these last three be incredible. They are by no means getting leftovers. Wow. Sally, will you let me just give a teaser for 2019? I mean, we have something amazing coming at the end of 2019, or do I have to wait?
No. Go share.
I can hardly wait to share the big secret. But we're having our 35th anniversary.
You know what it is? It's when our women from around the world come together in one place. And it's utterly amazing to sit with your sisters from all over the world.
It is mind-blowing. I was able to go to the 30th anniversary called Festival of Joy in Dallas with you, and it was amazing. I had chills all over my body when those flags marched in from around the world. When those women from our 146 countries walked in and took the stage, I was amazed. And I thought to myself, I'm just a small girl from West Michigan. But no, I'm actually a part of a global movement of God's work around the world. I can't wait for our sisters to come. So next year is our 35th anniversary and we're going to SoCal.
Yes. Yes. And you know, I like the word you use, movement, because that's really what this is. What you said, what you're doing in Michigan, they're doing all over the world. It's a movement and it continues to grow. And we don't want one mom out there to miss out. We want her to join this movement for this next generation and the generation after them.
I love our vision moving forward, and I can't wait for our girls to experience all that we have in store for them, all that God has in store for them.
Hey, Lee, do I get to ask you a question?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
You're the boss.
Yeah, so can you tell me, you're a busy mom, you have four kids, you're a writer, you're an author, and you could be doing anything. Why is moms and prayer important to you? Why is that 1 hour, that consistent 1 hour once a week, so important to you that you're not going to miss out?
Yeah. So this is my season of the race with my children in my home. I want to cover them in prayer and I want to see them run after Jesus with their friends. I don't want to cower to fear or to the news or to the forces that are setting themselves up against Jesus and my kids. I want to lead them boldly in faith through prayer, and being a part of Moms in Prayer helps me do that. And you know this, Sal, I have seen in God's word and throughout history that prayer always precedes revival. Before an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit upon a people, God's people will pray. And I long to see revival and spiritual awakening happening inside of us and my family and my children and their schools. And I want it so much. I want to see something happen that we can't explain apart from God, that he showed up for the next generation in a really powerful way. You're stuck with me, Sal. I love this ministry.
Oh, so you would say that prayer is of the utmost, that we need to be praying for our children.
Prayer changes us, not just our kids, right? I wanted to start praying for my kids, but prayer has changed me. I loved God's word before, but now I know my God better through prayer. We are changed women, and I want that for all of our friends who are listening.
Yes, you ladies, we don't want you to miss out on this. Lee and I only get to see each other a couple times a year, but we deeply love one another, and we're on this journey together. We don't want you to miss out on what God has in store for you, for your children, and for this next generation. You get to be a part of it. And when you get to heaven, you're going to get to see the fullness of what God did in and through you.
I love that, Sally. It has been a gift to be with you today. I know my friends have enjoyed getting to know you and will love you like I do. Sally, will you commit our year ahead, our podcasts, and our ministry to the Lord in prayer as we close?
Yes. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord God Almighty, who created the heavens and the earth. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's impossible to you. And Father, we want each one of these podcasts to bring glory to your name, that you would be lifted on high. Father, that your will be done here on earth through each podcast as it is in heaven. And Father, we pray for each and every listener, Lord, you are moving in her heart. You chose this period of time for her to listen to these podcasts, Father. And I pray, Father, that she would lean against your heart, hear your heartbeat for her life. Father, I pray for each and every single one who's being interviewed on this will be blessed, Lord, that she will find great joy as she gets this opportunity, as I do, to talk to Lee and to spend time together and to allow your Holy Spirit to move through them. And so, Father, we do ask that you would do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine, according to your power at work within us. And to you and you alone be glory in each and every podcast, in each and every Moms and Prayer group around the world, and to every listener that's listening today and each and every day. And we pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Man, there are some awesome women in this ministry. I pray you're one of them. If you aren't already in a Moms in Prayer group, why don't you go to our website at momsinprayer.org and get signed up so you can begin praying with us this fall. Sally's book, Start With Praise, is available on Amazon, CBD, or you can jump into the store section of the Moms in Prayer website and grab it there as well. Tickets are still available to the 3 Unshaken events in Arizona, Minnesota, and North Carolina. So if you are anywhere near those states, grab your tickets on our website. We love being on this journey with you, friends. Moms make the difference. Moms who simply say yes to God. Moms just like you. See you next week.